Last week, Jess, you talked about how you can never go wrong with cute kids and critters, so I see you decided to kind of stick to that theme for this week.
Yes, we did. That last week's cover, as you mentioned, featured a little Las Cruces girl with her adorable dog. This week, we show you some festively dressed staff members from the Animal Services Center in the Mesilla Valley with some of the animals that are available for adoption this holiday season. Of course, as you know, Casey, pets are a big commitment, so we would never recommend adopting one as a gift to somebody else because they may not be ready for that kind of commitment. But if you have the time and love in your heart and home for a new furry family member, the photo just might serve as the nudge you need to make an appointment to visit the ASCMV. And if you don't know how to make that appointment, just turn to page 9. The whole story's right there.
Last weekend, we were all waiting with bated breath as Virgin Galactic's test flight took off, but it encountered some problems along the way. What can you tell us?
Well, there was good news and bad news with that one. It took off well. Everything looked good. But the rocket engine after the spaceship dropped down from the mothership airplane. There's so many terms here. So the airplane dropped the rocket ship.
It's all very technical, I know.
And then the rocket ship's motor did not ignite. There were a series of fail-safe systems that took place. And because of those fail-safe systems, the mothership was able to make a powered landing at Spaceport America, and the rocket ship did a successful gliding landing. And the officials out there say that they learned some things, but they're most delighted about the fact that those systems work just exactly as they were supposed to. So they're going to try again soon, and all that is on page 4 that our readers can read about what happened last weekend, why, and what the next steps are to get Sir Richard Branson and his paying customers up into the heavens into zero gravity.
And let's move into the arts now and a visiting professor at NMSU.
Yeah, and of course, one of the things she'll tell you is that theater is tough business in the best of times, but in the time of COVID-19, it's especially challenging. Visiting Professor Lisa Hermanson is committed to finding ways to ensure the show goes on. A wide-ranging interview with Professor Hermanson kicks off our arts and entertainment section, and we think our readers will be surprised and delighted about how she's leading her students through these unprecedented times. Very imaginative stuff going on, and they are doing virtual production, so it's pretty cool.
And food is always a fun topic. A new bakery in town.
Yeah, and this one is a really good story. Two Las Cruces women started it. I don't have their names right in front of me. But they had the inspiration to open a new bakery based on just their love of baking and, of course, that aroma of bread baking. So they opened a new bakery called Kind Bread. And part of their story, of course, is the variety of products they produce, from bread and pastries, cookies, bagels, dinner rolls, etc. They're all made from sourdough. But another part of their story is the part where they started a business from scratch and grew it and thrived, all while coping with a global pandemic. It's a pretty fascinating story of how they originally planned to outsource most of their baked goods to restaurants, but you know, restaurants have been not doing a lot of business under the pandemic, so they opened their storefront. They had to move once. They were using a restaurant kitchen at night, and they finally found a place where they could do all of their work and open a storefront, and they're up and doing business, and people seem to love it.
Wow. Impressive. Just like your golf game, Jess.
You've never seen me play, obviously. You know, a lot of people who don't play golf, they can't understand why people who love it as much as they do. But golf doctor Charlie Blanchard this week said he's mystified, too. But his why questions pertain to golfers who claim to love the game but won't work to improve their score, adhere to proper golf etiquette, or commit to a useful practice routine. And he has thoughts about all those things. He also wonders why some golf course managers don't have better options for players willing to pay a bit more upon check-in. For instance, why don't they offer a few carts that would be protected from the elements with some sort of plastic shield so that they could stay warm in inclement weather when it's cold like this, where, you know, there's days when it's colder than you want to play golf, but if you had a comfortable golf cart, he thinks people would pay more for that. And, of course, all the things that we talked about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stories in the whole paper. There's so much more in there. If you can't wait till Friday, the digital bulletin available anytime you want at LasCrucesBulletin.com, and you can also check us out on social media. And I want to point out that the content at LasCrucesBulletin.com is frequently more than what's in the paper, and what's on social media is frequently very different than what's in the paper. So there's different ways to get different kinds of content, but of course, I'm proudest of the little paper that we produce every week.
All right, Jess. Well, thank you very much. Have a wonderful week.
You too, Casey. Thanks for calling.